The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, welcome to In Between Semesters. I'm DJ Wei, and this is where we talk about the in-between phases of growing up, when you're excited, overwhelmed, unsure, and still figuring things out at the same time. Hi guys, welcome back to In Between Semesters. If you listen to last week's episode, we talked about growing away from home and how sometimes changing your environment helps you grow into a new version of yourself. But today I want to talk about something that can happen after that growth. What happens when you've grown, you know you're ambitious, you know you want more, you know you don't want an average life, but you feel completely stuck. This episode is for the people who have big dreams and absolutely no clear map of what they want to do. For the people who have a lot of ideas and who don't struggle with motivation, more so struggle with direction, because that is me. So at first I wanted to kind of talk about the I want everything problem. I've always known one thing about myself, and that is that I want to love what I do. That has never been negotiable. I don't want to clock in somewhere and count down the hours. I don't want to settle for something just because the pay is good. I want a career that feels aligned and creative and exciting and just overall somewhere where I can love what I do. But here's where it gets complicated. When you're creative and ambitious, there isn't just one option. There's 20. I came into college as a business major because I thought I wanted to work in the music industry with events, management, just the whole behind the scenes production part of it. I loved the idea of being around concerts and artists and just the overall big experiences. But then I realized I also love media. I love creating content. I love social media, branding. I love storytelling. I love the way one piece of content can shift perception of a whole brand. So I switched to communications and media studies. And it felt right. It still feels right. But then comes another layer of indecisiveness that I contemplate every day is, where do I want to build this life post-college? Because it's not just about what you do. It's about where you do it as well, especially when it comes to both of my options, the music industry and the media part. I love California. I see myself in SoCal long term. I love the lifestyle, the creativity, the energy. It just feels aligned with who I want to become and what I want to do. But I also have always loved New York. I've romanticized living in New York for at least a little part of my life. I love the pace, the ambition, the fashion, chaos. It just feels, it's crazy. You just have to be there to understand it. And then I also really love home, where I'm from, Charleston. I love it's kind of becoming more relevant. I would say a lot of people are moving there. I just love the town in general. It's smaller, but it still gives you a younger vibe. So what do you do when every option sounds exciting in a different way? So the one thing that no one really talks about is sometimes ambition doesn't look like hustle. Sometimes it looks like sitting in your room overwhelmed because you care so much about making the quote unquote right choice. And it's not laziness. I'd say it's more pressure. When you have a lot of interest, it feels like choosing one means killing the others. You know, if I go all in on media, am I giving up the music business industry? if I choose to live in California post-college, am I giving up the idea of living in New York? If I move to New York, am I giving up the West Coast life that I came out here to do? It just feels like every decision is permanent, and that's what makes you stuck. And that's how I kind of wanted to go into the fear of choosing the wrong path. I think a huge part of being ambitious is the fear of it. And we put so much weight on our 20s. We act like every choice is locking in our entire future. But realistically, we're only 20 something. We're allowed to pivot. I think that's kind of the whole point of your early 20s in your college. You experiment things and you find out what you want to do, who you want to be, and you're just allowed to pivot. I switched majors. It was scary at first because I thought I was going to be behind and I would have to make up all these credits. But now I see it very differently. I was listening to myself, and that's not being behind. I'd say it's more self-aware. And the same goes for cities. Living somewhere doesn't mean you're signing a lifetime contract. Like I said in my previous episode, moving isn't permanent. You can try California, you can try New York, you can try Florida, you can go home, you can do all three, but not all at once. And I think that's the lesson I'm still learning. You don't have to do everything at the same time to eventually do everything you want. So that's where I kind of wanted to touch on creative overwhelm, because I 100% think it's real. And if you're a creative person, this part will hit. Creative overwhelm is when your brain has 50 ideas before you even eat breakfast one day. You know, you want to start a podcast, you want to build a brand, you want to work in events, you want to move, you want to travel, you want to build something meaningful. And instead of energizing you, it can kind of paralyze you, because where do you even start? And here's something I've started telling myself, is you don't need a 10-year plan. You just need a next step. You can't walk up a whole staircase in one step. It's one step at a time. So when I switched majors, that wasn't me solving my entire career path. It was just choosing the next aligned step. And when I moved across the country, I wasn't choosing to leave home forever. I was choosing growth. And maybe the goal isn't to map out your entire future, it's to stay in motion. And you can be multi-passionate. Another thing I've realized is some people have one dream and chase it forever, and some people have multiple and layers, and that's not a flaw at all. It just means your path might look less linear. You know, I love media and music, and I love California and New York. You can love ambition, but still love home. You don't have to shrink your interests to make other people more comfortable with your path. The world we live in now is actually built for multi-passionate people. Careers blend, industries overlap. Social media alone has created jobs that didn't even exist 10 years ago. So the pressure to pick one thing and stick to it feels outdated. And on top of all of that, I have a lot of ideas and routes I want to go, but I also have a feeling that everything will just work out. And the weirdest part of all of that, even with all the indecision and overwhelm and the constant, what do I want to do with my life thoughts, I have always just relied on a feeling that it's going to work out. And I don't know if that's delusion or intuition. I'm hoping it's intuition. Because every time I've made a decision that felt aligned, even if it was scary, it led somewhere better than I expected. Moving across the country felt terrifying. Switching majors felt scary and it felt like I was going to be behind, but both worked out in ways I couldn't have planned. So maybe being ambitious but stuck isn't a sign that you're lost. It's a sign that you care deeply. It means you see your potential so clearly that you're not afraid of misusing it. But potential isn't fragile, it's adaptable. So if you're in this kind of phase where you just have a lot of ambitions but you feel stuck, here's some advice that I tell myself that might help you. So number one, clarity comes from action, not overthinking. You can't think your way into certainty. You have to try things to see if it really is something you want to do and you enjoy. Number two, nothing is as permanent as it feels. And I think that's really important for people that are in their early 20s like me, because this is truly the time that you can pivot way more than you think. It's kind of the only time you can experiment the most you want to without having to settle down. Number three, pick based on alignment, not aesthetics. And I think this is a big one now because it's so easy to make something look differently than what it really is. I think it can kind of control and change how you think about things. You know, you might think a place looks cool and you want to move there because you saw a video about it, but you're just doing that because it looked cool on the video, if that makes sense. You know, don't choose something because of an aesthetic or how other people are living it. Choose based on what you want to do and your values and who you want to become. Number four is you're not behind. There's no universal timeline. You know, some people look certain but are secretly confused, whereas some people look confused and are actually building something very powerful in exactly what they want to do. And number five, you are allowed to change your mind, and that's growth, not failure. So to close today's episode, I just wanted to say that being ambitious but stuck is a strange place to be. You're not unmotivated. You're not lost. You're just standing in the middle of everything with many good options, and that's actually a privilege. The goal isn't to eliminate options. The goal is to trust yourself enough to choose one for now. Not forever, just for now. Because the truth is, your life is probably going to look nothing like you imagine right now. And that doesn't mean you messed up. It just means you're branching out. So if you're sitting there with 20 ideas, 3 places you want to move, 4 potential career paths, and a slight identity crisis, you are not alone and you're not behind. You're just ambitious. And sometimes the most ambitious thing you can do is pick a direction and start. Thank you so much for listening to In Between Semesters. If this episode felt a little too personal, that means we're doing it right. I'll see you guys in the next one.